I'm Frank Vaughn. It's November 22nd, 2024, and there are times and there are days when I have more to say than others. And this is one of those days where I just don't have a whole pile to say. I could talk about Justin Trudeau. I could talk about him breaking a box of beer and taking selfies in a grocery store, completely oblivious to the world war that he is compliant in encouraging. I could talk about that impending situation where I think we are at the final stage. We're at the last of the Russian warnings. Firing a hypersonic missile that doesn't really matter if it was an intercontinental ballistic missile or if it was a medium-range missile. It is irrelevant. What is relevant is the multi-impact vehicle nature and the speed at which those impacts took place. It's the final warning. It's the curtain call. We're at the end of crossing red lines. And right now, I don't care how famous you are. I don't care how big an influencer you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care if you're the prime minister of this country or you're the prime minister of Great Britain or France. The only place on earth at this moment that matters is what is happening in Mar-a-Lago, where the president-to-be is desperately trying to keep the world moving forward to the next dawn, while the administration behind Biden, because we all know Biden doesn't run anything, the people behind Biden are desperate to kick off World War III and to kill you and to kill me as a result. There are some incredibly weak people out there who would still promote the idea of defending Ukraine at all costs, as though they actually care about Ukrainians. They don't. If they cared, they'd want to stop the killing, but they don't. And it's a sad situation, because when the bombs do start falling, when the nukes do start going off, all these people will just say, "Oops, I didn't think it would happen." But by then, it's far too late. So we all hold our breath, and we all wait for the incoming presidency, and we hope that Trump and his team are able to cut the Gordian knot that we need to cut to restore some semblance of sanity and peace to this planet. We all have to get along. Now, I've talked in previous videos about how they need to get a peace deal and the Ukrainians need to leave something on the table and there has to be a negotiation. There is an alternative for North America, and that is to walk away. Whether it's walking away from NATO, or it's walking away from Ukraine, or it's both, removing ourselves from the situation. Why is the United States fighting a European war yet again? How many times does the United States have to risk life and limb, North America risk life and limb, to deal with the internal machinations of the European theater? We do this time and time again. We don't need to. We're North America. We have every kind of resource you can imagine. We have oil, we have minerals, we have timber, which the world desperately needs. Whether we're funneling billions and billions of, I would say, taxpayer dollars, but they're not even taxpayer dollars. They're future taxpayer dollars for people that don't even, that aren't even alive yet, because they're borrowing it all at interest from the central bank, which you don't even own, to finance a war in Ukraine that cannot be won. There's only desert ahead. There's only salted earth. There's only the end of all things. If we decide to prosecute the war on Ukrainians' behalf until they win, there is no victory to be had in this war. And I've covered in previous videos how the Zelensky regime is illegal, how it was installed by coup d'etat, how they couldn't win an election, so they just ordered an illegal election, how he suspended elections, and how he's just not a good guy. Changing subjects just for a second, talking about the ICC, the International Criminal Court, an organization that has no credibility, whose head is under investigation for sexual abuses. We have a prime minister who virtue signals in Parliament his support for Israel at the same time as he virtue signals his support for Palestine, playing both sides of the fence. But the emperor truly has no clothes. When they say they support the Jewish state and the right of Israel to exist and to defend itself and to prosecute a war against people who are determined to eliminate every Jew from the face of the planet, those are just facts, whether you like them or not. When he says that if Netanyahu dared visit Canada, he would arrest them. To keep up with our international obligations to an organization that has no credibility, who has never prosecuted anybody except for political purposes. The ICC has no credibility. The United Nations has no credibility. The World Economic Forum has no credibility. And dare I say, the whole reason they're trying to drive the world towards World War III is because their star is waning. Their time in the sun is setting. Their influence is at an end, and they know it. And they're desperate to bring the temple down on all our heads in an effort to deny impending reality. These people are so weak and self-obsessed and the absolute worst kinds of human beings. And yet for some reason, the majority of the public assesses them some kind of credibility. The only thing that matters is that Trump and his team have a chance to restore sanity to the planet. It's our last chance, and it may not work. But if they can't get a deal done, the alternative is to withdraw North America from European problems. Europe, if they're so concerned about the impending rise of Russia, which isn't even a thing, should be doing far more in terms of military power to defend and assist Ukraine themselves. This is largely a European problem. North America can walk away. We can fortify. We have a whole hemisphere to play with over here. And while we're playing with our hemisphere, we can trade with the rest of the world. But we can let them have their issues. And we can get busy sorting out our own issues. We have high crime. We have immigration that has broken the backs of our cultures and our nations. We have a drug epidemic. We have infrastructure crumbling all over the continent. We have plenty that we can do without getting ourselves involved in World War III. Now, if World War III were to break out, let's pretend North America removed itself, and the nukes start lobbing between France and Great Britain and Russia. We're all going to suffer the consequences of that. Just the same, nuclear winter is real for all, but at least we'd still be intact. There's no path forward in this conflict for anyone. It just leads to destruction. And we're at the end of the road. We're at the end of warnings. We're getting real close to a defining moment. And like you, like just about everybody, it's day to day. I'm just waiting for Inauguration Day. What else is there to do? The situation is very much out of our hands. And the responsibility of much bigger players. It's something else, you know. Living on the cusp of all this greatness. Living on the cusp of a new age of expansion. Where we conquer our solar system, where we deliver humans to space, where maybe we start harvesting the mineral wealth of the stars. That's pretty incredible. I'm down for that all day. We're on the cusp of curing some previously incurable disease, restoring people to being able to walk when they've lost the use of their legs, restoring sight to the blind, restoring hearing to the deaf. We already do many of these things, but we can do them better. Solving a lot of humanity's problems if we can just get through this little chaotic period, which threatens to derail the entire operation. What more is there to talk about? We can get lost in the details all day, I could do a three-hour live stream where I just respond to the news, where I talk about what people are saying, where I do reaction videos. I could do all kinds of stuff. What's the point? Until we solve this problem, what's the point? I think the most important thing that anybody can do right now is look after their health. You got weight to lose? Get losing it. You want to get in shape? You want to get stronger? Get doing it. You want to spend more time with your family, your kids? Do that. Prioritize time over money. Because you can always get more money, but you can't get more time. And if these fools end up setting fire to the entire planet, believe you me, you're not going to be caring about your bank account. You're not going to be caring about the things you stored up. You're going to be, if anything, caring about how you spent your time before it all happened. It's a good time for reexamining priorities. It's a good time for personal work. Because there ain't much else you can do. If you've already wrote your MPs or you've indicated your opinions, it's up to people at a much higher pay grade to make sure that our lives continue on. And that is just an anthropological reality of living on this planet and being a human being. We always organize ourselves into hierarchies. I've often talked and had debates with libertarians about this very subject. And if you were able to create perfect, pure anarcho-capitalism, we would just end up organizing ourselves into a hierarchical society anyway with government of some kind. It's what we do. Humans need chieftains. We need presidents. We need prime ministers. And you would say, no, we don't need them. We can lead ourselves. We never do. We never do. We always organize into structures. And we would just again. And I guess I'll address a couple opinions because I talk about the PPC and I talk about Flat Earth. And lately, I think it was just yesterday, I talked about them in the same breath. It's so funny when people get upset with me for addressing the PPC. For one thing, I had a hand in creating it. And I believe in seeing things through. But on the other hand, I get harassing emails, harassing comments. I get leading questions in Twitter all the time. I get people coming at me, trying to either draw me back into that circle or defending it as if it's defensible. And then I respond, and people get upset when I respond. What am I to do? I have an opinion. Maxim Bernier is one of the greatest disappointments I've ever met in my life. He's all about himself. He's all about his paycheck. He doesn't like sharing power. He doesn't like the people. He's afraid of the serfs in his own party, even though they have no rights. They have no say. They can't advance policy. They can't do anything to improve the outcome for the PPC, which, for whatever reason, headquarters and Maxim Bernier have done everything in their power to ensure that the PPC could never win an election anywhere, because that's not what it's about. But the people, the serfs in the PPC, don't know that. They're desperate for good ideas. I resent the fact that PPCers think they have a monopoly on good ideas. I also resent the fact that they forgive Bernier all of his sins, but they have no forgiveness for anybody else. And when I talk about Flat Earth, you do realize that there are a disproportionately large number of flat earthers in the PPC. It's not just semen retention lords and people who operate rub and tugs who run as their candidates. It's also flat earthers, very vocal flat earthers. I've had several day-long debates with a couple of them after I left the PPC, and I just could not believe it. I cannot believe how many flat earthers are out there. And you would say it's a waste of time talking about flat earth. Some people say it's not the stupidest thing on earth. But I disagree. It's the bottom of the barrel. You can't get dumber. The people who promote trans ideology, they're nowhere near as dumb as flat earthers. Liberals, NDPers, whatever you want. Pick your poison. Nobody's as dumb as flat earthers. They literally deny reality. There is nothing more proven than the nature of the planet. They simply say all the proof is fake. They believe that millions of people are orchestrating a stage. Like, they actually think that humans would pool their resources together to fake dozens of space programs that thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people, entire physics models, the entire community of scientists are somehow all lying to hide the fact that the world is flat? It's so aberrantly stupid. And if I talk about it every now and again, it's to make sure that there are no flat earthers following me or subscribe to me. I don't want you in my life. You people literally destroy with your existence the human condition. And the fact is, the PPC is the party of flat earth because so many other people are flat earthers. I'm not making that up. It's actually incredible. It's stunning. It didn't start that way, but that's where it is. And there are entire channels. There's a thing called the Final Experiment where they're chartering a boat and they're taking some flat earthers and they're taking some, I don't even like using the term round earther, as though it's like a community, as though it's like a belief system. Round earth is not a belief system. It's a demonstrated and proven concept. There's a whole world of physics that's wrapped around it. You can sit outside and you can watch the satellites fly above. You can have a look at the ISS through a telescope. You can take pictures of it. Flat earthers have. They've attempted to prove that the ISS doesn't exist. So they set up an experiment, and every time these people do experiments, they prove the earth is round. And they're just so cognitively dissonant, they cannot possibly admit it. They're going down to Antarctica to photograph the 24-hour sun, and you've got flat earthers out there trying to explain how a 24-hour sun would work on a flat earth. They don't have a map. They don't have a physics model. They can't explain flight paths. They can't explain the wind. They can't explain a darn thing with their idea of flat earth, and yet they are so convicted and convinced. And the crazy part is, there's more flat earthers today in the presence of the internet and high-quality alternative media than there were 50 years ago. I've seen statistics almost as high as 1 in 10. Can you believe it? Can you believe that nonsense? We're swimming in information. We can learn anything we want. You don't need universities anymore. You don't need colleges. You don't need schools. You have all the knowledge of humanity has ever pooled at your fingertips. You can pursue any interest you want and go as deep as you want on anything. You don't have enough life to pursue all the knowledge that's out there, not even a fraction of it. And yet somehow, flat earth has never been more prominent. If you ever wonder why we can't seem to make progress as a species at times, that there are some incredibly stupid politicians who promote incredibly stupid policies, who do things that make zero sense, you think it's got to be a conspiracy because people can't possibly be that incompetent. Look to the existence of the flat earthers. They prove that humans are capable of an impossible depth of imbecility and stupidity. So if I talk about it every now and again, you're just going to have to forgive me. Nothing, few things genuinely trigger me in the way that flat earth does. And it's not because I'm in denial. I have looked at it. I mean, I've genuinely looked at it as I've genuinely looked at anything. I consider all arguments for anything that I come across because that's what humans should do. You should always approach things with an open mind. There are a few things that I've ever looked at that have zero substantiating evidence. Flat Earth is one of those things. They got nothing. They literally have nothing. And yet they're so convicted. It's incredible. So anyway, I won't have to talk about it again for a while. And hopefully that's enough right there that if you're a flat earther, you can click unsubscribe or you can click unfollow. You can block me and you can just go away because I really don't want you in my life. You slow me down. You slow humanity down. You destroy the human condition. Stop being the way you are. Wake up. They always talk about, you got to wake up, man. You got to open your mind. You people are projecting. You're the most close-minded people on the face of the planet. You're just the bottom of the barrel. More importantly, improve yourself. Take this time. Spend it with your family. If you can, build some resilience. Analyze your situation. Try and figure out where you are in the world. At the same time as you hope and pray that World War III doesn't break out any minute. Because it's literally minute to minute. We're not like a minute from midnight on the doomsday clock. We're like 30 seconds or 15 seconds. We're way less than a minute. We need cooler heads to prevail. We need a multipolar world where nations respect each other. And we need to stop catering to the perversion that is international globalism. These discredited people who are on the way out the door believe it. That's why they're trying to burn us all down, because they've lost their influence, they've lost their power, and the sun is setting on them. We just have to survive this moment. And like you, I'm just waiting to see how it all turns out. I'm Frank Vaughn, and I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.